All right, everybody, welcome to the 42 North, 78 West Show. I'm your host, Sebastian DeJesus, and of course, I have my co-hosts, Kevin and Alex.
What's up, everyone?
All right, and we have two guests today. Well, this is awesome. We got two guests. We have Devin Hall and Zach Kimmich. How are you guys doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, let's go. So remind everyone of a new schedule we got now. We're going to have a new schedule. We're only going to go about one day a week now. We're going to, you know, try to get the best show we could possibly can. I think the best for me to do is to go one day a week so we can give the best product as possibly we can. I thank for all the support we've gotten on the show, everyone who's watched us through the good and the bad, but I thank everyone for tuning in. But we have to talk about the biggest thing that happened this week.
We don't have to.
We might need to.
We really don't, though.
Let's get this.
But we're gonna have it's first, so we're gonna have to push right through it.
Yeah, let's fly through it.
We're gonna fly through it, but
and you know,
so
get some closure.
How about that Bills game?
Unreal.
It's unreal.
Just feels stolen.
you feel from
DeAndre Hopkins and Bill O'Brien. If there's anyone we should be pissed at today, it's Bill O'Brien. Why did you trade that dude? Why?
He doesn't deserve another job. As a head coach, maybe. But if he runs your team, you're screwed.
Go back to college, bum.
Penn State might be looking for you.
They could.
Yeah, but it's crazy, you know. But you gotta admit, you gotta love the play call creativity. We were midway through the game, that double jet sweep. And then also you saw McKenzie throwing a touchdown. I'm like, and that was the same play from the playoff game. And I was like, here we go.
Yeah. I mean, that just brought back memories from last year. I mean, at that point in the game, everything was great. And that just got you fired up at the start of the playoff game. But obviously a common theme with both of these games is that it didn't end too well for us. So
what do you think, Devin?
I mean, it came down to the last play, 1 second left. So, like, sucks. Really sucks. But you still have to feel, like you said, about the play calling. You still have to feel encouraged about the direction of our team. I mean, we're 7-3 for a reason. One loss doesn't define the whole season. So I'm optimistic.
Zach, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I'm happy that the team has become more of a pass-happy offense than what it's been in the past run. It's definitely become more fun to watch. Yeah. Josh, I'm probably one of the better quarterbacks in the league, I think, especially in the fourth quarter. You bring up Bill being down less than seven in the fourth quarter. Josh is one of those guys you want, I think. He's got 8 fourth quarter comebacks in his career. That's what you want, right?
Hey, you know what? It's what we need, man.
Just to add on to that, it's a good thing that we've kind of become a pass-heavy offense because we cannot run the ball to save our lives. Like, whatever happened to just being able to ground and pound like, you know, Buffalo's been doing for 20 years? It's like this year we just cannot run the ball, and it's tough to watch.
Yeah, I don't get it. It looked like it was trending in the New England game. We ran the ball really well. And then last week we didn't really run the ball much, but it seemed to be – you know, it was still pretty effective for us. But then yesterday it just wasn't there at all.
I think the backs are fine. I think more to it is the offensive line. You know, I think Josh scrambles a lot and gives himself more time, but like that helps you in the pass game, but in the run game, you have more flaws there because you don't have Josh running, you know, side to side. I mean, especially if you got like a dive play. I mean, that's going right. But God, if you got two backers coming down and no one picks them up, then, you know.
For sure.
But, you know, when Josh threw those two late picks, I mean, I thought, you know, it was almost given to us that literally Larry Fitzgerald, I thought, you know, at first I thought that ball touched the ground when Dorian Poirier got that interception. I swear I thought that ball touched the ground. And then it was basically just, oh, one gift after another, but of course it had to end. Now, of course, all these experts, you know, that all they want to say, oh, well, Josh Allen, you know, he threw his last two picks, you know, oh, the Cardinals actually pulled out this game because they deserve to win this game. And it's like, really? Again? It's,
I mean, I suppose, like, I mean, I guess they did, because we did have a 23-9 lead, and we let them back into the game. The interceptions helped with that. So I mean, yeah, it shouldn't have came down to that. We should have put them away sooner in the game, but you know, and despite the two picks, Josh did still find a way to put it together in the end and take us down the field in the last drive. And we thought 34 seconds was not enough time for Arizona. But when you pull off a Hail Mary like that,
yeah, it
doesn't matter how much time is given to him.
I had Aaron Rodgers flashbacks when I saw that. You see, it looks, if you see it side by side with the one Aaron Rodgers against Arizona, yeah, it's kind of identical. It's you know.
I thought he was the only quarterback in the league that had that magic.
Yeah, right.
It helps when you have DeAndre Hopkins, though.
Yeah. I saw people bringing up how the Bills should have put like Diggs or someone in the back of the end zone to cover that, but it's like they covered Hop perfectly. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, take Poyer knocking it away accidentally. I mean, he probably would have knocked it away.
I mean, that's three Pro Bowl defensive backs around. I'm pretty sure Poyer made a Pro Bowl, but I know Micah Hyde did, and I know Trey did. I think Poyer made a Pro Bowl in the last couple of years, but. Yeah, I mean,
and Trey's an All Pro at that. He's more than a Pro Bowler. He's an All Pro.
Yeah,
one of the best in the league. So I mean, if you got one of the best in the league going up against one of the best in the league, I like my chances. Yeah. I just wish maybe Trey was an inch or two taller then.
Yeah, dude, it's just one of those plays like where if you did this 10 times, 9 out of 10 times that's not being caught. Of course, this was the 1 out of 10 times that it was caught.
Mm-hmm. But I mean. Other than that, I mean, the defense was playing great shorthanded, though. I thought Jackson was doing a great job defending Hopkins in the end zone and stuff like that. Because you got three almost basically great wide receivers, Kurt, Larry Fitzgerald, and you got Hopkins. It's like, how do you defend that? You know, some people are telling me, oh, you got to start Kurt in your FanDuel line because, you know, you got to start him because we're shorthanded because they're just going to pass all over us. But I think they did a well job of just shutting them down. But it's that third quarter again. We all know about the third quarter.
I don't understand it. It's
the same thing every week.
It is.
It really is. Third quarter, somehow we just all of a sudden slow down.
Yeah. I don't get it.
But I just want to swing back to Dane Jackson real quick. I think they should assign him to the active roster right after the game.
They should. Mm-hmm. I mean, their Cardinals, I think it was their opening drive when they drove down the field. But we held them to three because they tried to jump ball Hopkins on Jackson. I mean, why wouldn't they? And he made the play.
He was all over
it. Yeah, he made the play. He's impressive for a seventh round. Yeah, I thought so.
I thought he was an undrafted. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I remember we drafted him. Yeah,
he was seventh
round. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, but they were targeting Morley. Morley, right? The other guy, safety, they were targeting him a lot. I know that they were like, oh, of course the commentators, you know, you love the commentators. They were like, oh yeah, Morley, yeah. If you're gonna keep throwing at him, might as well keep throwing until he makes a play. And it's like, yeah, oh, thanks, Captain. All right, commentators, love them.
Quick shout out to Tyler Bass though.
Oh yeah.
Just field goals, 50 plus money. Come on.
We'll give Tyler Bass the same treatment we gave AJ Klein. We apologize. We're sorry.
I've always said he was the best kicker in the league.
You did not.
That's not true.
No, really. When he was stepping up for 58, I was like, no. I mean, but also when it hit the post, I was like, oh, again, to the right. Here we go.
When you're hot, you're hot. You know, he's heating up. He was heating up, and you know, when you're heating up, you know, you get some of the lucky bounces that way. So.
He called bank.
He did. He banked it at the right spot.
But
I was listening to Howard and Jeremy this morning, and Jeremy White was saying how it kind of equates to hockey. It's like when you hit the post and it goes in hockey, it's like, wow, that's super sweet. The accuracy is awesome. But like when you hit the goal post and then in football, it's like you get super nervous because like, what if it goes out?
Yeah, like double doink, Chicago Bears.
It looks like double doink.
But But we all could say Hopkins made a great catch. We got to give it to him.
Tip,
I don't know.
Tip of the cap.
It.
That's
receiver. You saw the picture when they closed up on his hands.
With like the Jordan image.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That was pretty.
It looks pretty sweet.
They're gonna use that in every single commercial for the next like 3 years.
Yeah. Right. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, like Aaron Rodgers. They used this Hail Mary for like the longest time too. So it's nothing new. What sucks that what happened to us, but. All right, let's get away from that game now. We went on way too long. We're on to the bye week.
Closure. Yeah, we're on to the bye week. 7-3.
But, look.
Let's hit it the rest
of
the
week. One of our favorite sports is coming back. Let's get it. You know, NBA, I got a lot of news of the NBA. Chris Paul reportedly going to the Phoenix Suns.
Very interesting.
I like that trade for them. Devin Booker now paired up with Chris Paul. And that's only going to help DeAndre Ayton now to develop with a point guard like Chris Paul. I'm actually disappointed that the Knicks didn't get Chris Paul. I would have loved for that, but we're probably going to get Russell Westbrook because why wouldn't the Knicks do that? I'm going to stop talking about the Knicks before I get riled up here.
But another thing, real quick, I can add, you know, the Suns were on fire during the bubble. Yeah. I thought, like,
undefeated.
Yeah, but
they're carrying that momentum into the offseason now. They're trying to go for it next year.
What do you think, Devin?
I'll tell you what. Be on the lookout for DeAndre Ayton alley-oops for this coming season. I'll tell you what. The happiest man right now is not Devin Booker. It's DeAndre Ayton.
New Lob City.
Get ready for Lob City 2.0.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's about time the Suns were doing good. I mean, I remember when I was little, you know, you got to love when it was Steve Nash to Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah. And then Shaq, too, for a little bit.
Oh, that was good times.
They were fun to watch.
Was that, 7-second offense with Mike D'Antoni?
Yep. Zach, what do you think? You go into basketball?
I just want to know how many times Chris Paul's been on the move in his career. Probably a lot, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot.
I feel like every other year he's going somewhere else. Him and Durant.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, when you're the president of the union, I think you could do whatever the hell you want. I mean, honestly.
How is Chris Paul's reputation around the league? I've heard a lot of things.
I think it's gotten better over the years, especially now he's just kind of, like with OKC, I feel like everybody loved him again. And, you know, kind of the hate that he got when he was, you know, in LA and Houston, I think that's starting to, like, taper off a little bit. And I think it'll only get better as he's, you know, jumping around teams, helping out the young guys, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the basketball community, they still hold him in high regard. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt,
Yeah.
So, skill wise, you can never question his ability, but his reputation, both the fight against the Clippers a couple years back, you remember that, where they like snuck in the locker room or something, or tried to.
Yeah.
I actually do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, a little bit of a hit on his personal reputation, but skill wise, you can never question his talent.
We'd love to see him get a ring before he.
That's probably what he's trying to do. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised that like he's trying to. I mean, I thought, you know, the Clippers were, you know, when he was on the Clippers, you know, it was Lob City. It was the time. Yeah. But it was, you know, they really were a show for the league. It wasn't really they were pushing for the playoffs and stuff like that. But, you know, alley-oops, they say, oh, that's not basketball. That's not, you know, great basketball. But, you know, it's fun to watch, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I think as a casual basketball fan.
But... What?
I went to a Bulls game last year, and it was like, oh, I just want to watch the oops, man.
Yeah.
You got to a Bulls game before I did.
Oh. But I mean, we could talk about Chris Paul all day, too, but another one, you know, I know this is Kevin's boy right here, Porzingis, man. He's going to be
out. He was done talking about the Knicks.
I'm sorry. Well, we got to talk about Porzingis.
Because we thought Julius Randle was a better option than keeping Porzingis, all right? So, I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Well, he's gonna be out for the season. He's gonna be out for the beginning portion of the Mavericks season. But I remember when he signed that big contract with the Mavericks. I thought that was insane when he signed that huge ass contract. I was like, I don't remember him being worth that much money.
Yeah, the Knicks certainly didn't think he was worth that much.
we'll see how that works out for the Mavs early on. Still have Luka, who's one of the best players in the league. And they seem to be in the market for another, trying to add a third star to the team. I know that they have been linked. I've heard that they've been linked to possibly Zach LaVine.
Whoa.
Ooh, I know. Zach LaVine.
I know. No, we're not. No, that's not. Don't turn on me now. We're not the Bulls. Don't turn it on me now. Don't get me going on the Bulls now. If they're to do that, they better get a haul for him. But
they'll give you a Tim Hardaway Jr., the Maxi Kleber, and a first round pick.
I don't know how the Mavs will do it. They don't have that many draft picks. They traded a lot of them away for Porzingis. And I don't really see any other young player on their team really worth trying to get for LaVine. But anyway, the point is the Mavericks are trying to acquire a third star. So if they could do that, that will help.
Mark for 2024. Oh, wait, but no political. Sorry. Whoa.
Hey, I'm in though on it. Go Mark Cuban.
But I mean, it's good to see Porzingis. He's still trying to be, you know. I remember when the Knicks, you know, the Knicks didn't like when he drafted him, but they proved him wrong for a bit. But another thing about is Anthony Davis is going to opt out of his contract for the Lakers. We all saw it coming. I mean, of course, he won the title. Of course, he's going to want more money.
Yeah. Yep. He'll be back with the Lakers.
He'll be back. Is it?
Yeah. Nope. Knicks throwing the bag at him. Don't sleep on
whoa,
us.
Whoa.
He's coming home to Chicago. No, he's not.
And another. Here's the big one. James Harden. They say he's on the move.
Yeah, seen Brooklyn.
If he goes to Brooklyn,
insane. I don't know how that'll work.
They will
I can't see him and Kyrie Irving working together.
Yeah.
It'll be just them taking turns running ISOs the whole time.
Yeah,
so that's all it's gonna be. Yeah. So
like Durant maybe is one. Offense. What was that?
I said the old offense, the old ISO.
Yep. Like I could see him working with Durant, I guess, because they did play together before. But Harden's not the same player he was back then. He's emerged into a star now.
Oh, come on. He travels every play. You know, step up. Two steps back. You know. Yep. There you go. Number one offense.
The Sixers would be another thing I like about NBA players is when they tweet that they're going to stay somewhere forever and then they're on the move.
Yep.
This league.
I saw earlier today Freezing Cold Takes retweeted James Harden replying to someone back in, like, 2017 with the hashtag, like, Forever Rocket or something. And it's like, nah, that's really funny.
Yeah, that's not. No, it's not. It's just a new wave of how the NBA works. It's just, you know, super team. Let me go over here for a season so I can just wear out my contract so then I can go sign a minimum at the next, you know, big super team that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that happens.
NBA players remind me of college head coaches.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of
Is true. That a fair assumption?
I think I see it.
Like Miami Hurricane head coaches?
All right, buddy.
Whoa.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. Like,
and Manny Diaz came back, so I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, from Temple.
Temple tough, baby.
Mark Rick wasn't leaving.
Whoa.
You couldn't do better than Manny Diaz?
All right, let's move on here.
All right, we'll move on. I mean, the last thing that's really left is like the LA Lakers are going to trade for Dennis
Schroeder.
I had to look at it. I was like, wait a minute. What's his name again? No, Dennis Schroeder. He's been a great role player for a while. And that'd be a great pickup for them.
I'm assuming Rondo's gone, right?
Yeah, he declined his player option.
Okay. So I'm assuming that would kind of be a replacement for him.
Yeah, someone who actually shoots.
Yeah, he averaged like 18 off the bench last year. So, I mean, the rich get richer, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Schroeder trade is big for the Lakers because, I mean, they shipped Danny Green off, and you all saw the jokes on Twitter. He was trending on Twitter many times during the finals, during the conference finals. So, like, it's nice that they got him out of there and got Schroeder in. Schroeder is a really good – he could start for most teams. So mm-hmm. even if they do use him in a bench role, like, they'll be much better with him compared to Danny Green. But the Rondo opt-out, if he does choose to leave, that is a huge loss because Rondo – he balled out in the finals. If he didn't play like he did, not to say they would lose, but it would definitely be going to seven games, and then it would be a toss-up in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Rondo's awesome. He's
All right. But
he's a nice player.
But we'll move on to our next thing. yeah, we could talk about basketball, but basketball's almost here. It's gonna be another thing to watch, great thing to watch on TV. But we all saw the new hockey jerseys being released today. You know, I'm not, you know, we don't know, I'm not the hockey guy around here, but it doesn't mean I like a good looking at a good jersey.
Yeah, they're pretty. A lot of them are pretty nice.
Yeah, because I mean,
a lot of them are really bad too.
Yeah, it's a fair point. Yeah, a lot of them are bad. You know, some of them are good. You know, Alex, take it away. Take it away. Take it away at number one. Take it away at number one. What do you think of number one?
The Anaheim Ducks. I do like it. I think the front is a little bit much.
Whoa. Quick rating. What do you think? 1 out of 0 out of 10.
I give it a 6.
I agree. I give it a 6 as well.
Whoa. 6, huh?
I'd probably say the same thing about a 6.
All right, I'm going to give it a 6. But what's up next, Alex? We're going to do it quick. Let's go quick.
Washington Capitals. I like that one a lot. I like that logo. I'm going to bump that up to an 8.
Whoa.
7.5.
I got an 8.
Thought we're doing whole numbers. I guess not.
I love Washington's. Those are a 9 for me.
All right,
I'll give it a 6. I like the home jerseys of the Washington Capitals. I'm not really a fan of that logo. I'm not sure.
Really?
I don't know. I love the Screaming Eagle.
Yeah, I like that too.
Hey. Well, but
and Ovechkin was drafted with that logo too.
That's right, he was. Yeah.
Hey, I know the next one. Yep. I know the next one. It's Bruins.
Boston Bruins, yep.
I knew it.
0.
I'm actually gonna give that a 2. It looks
kind of
looks like the same old jersey they wear.
Yeah, I give it a 3. Just too much yellow.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Well, 4 is a lot of yellow.
Wait, Devils? Yeah.
Jersey.
This is the game of me trying to figure these out.
that one's interesting. I think about a 5. That's that one.
It looks like 4. It looks like Christmas.
I like the red, you know, I red like black jerseys. I give it a 7.
Is that
pitch? I'd say 6. Yeah.
Ooh.
Dog gives it a 7.
Whoa. Pittsburgh Penguins. I give that one like about a 6.
4. I'm giving it a 4 over there. I don't like it.
Kevin, I think the letters kind of pop on them. I think it's like a 5.
6.2.
gotta be different.
One bite pizza. Yeah.
Nashville Predators. Again, a lot of yellow, but
too much.
Nashville, too much. No, too much. Nope.
I like it. I like it on them more than Boston. I'll go like about a 5.
They look a lot like their jerseys from like the late 90s, early 2000s. If it's not the exact jersey.
I'll say
6.
Yeah, it doesn't look much different than their other third jerseys, but
4. Yeah, they just pretty much have an extra jersey. I'll give that a 5 also.
Arizona Coyotes, big fan of those. Ooh, I'm going a 9 on that.
That's an 8.
One.
Shout out Paul Bissonnette.
The Kachina head is A1 chef's kiss. it's top tier. I'll give that a 9 too.
Whoa. I give it an 8.
I think there's a lot of purple though. I will say that.
Yeah. They pull it off though, I think.
Yeah, we all see it.
They do pull it off.
You're more inclined to get
it. I think the black one's better though.
I still prefer the blacks. All right, next, Colorado Avalanche with the old school Quebec Nordique logo.
Quebec.
Love that.
These, in my opinion, are the best reverse retro jersey. The fleur-de-lis on the bottom of the jersey with the Quebec Nordique logo, that's a 10 out of 10. Mm. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to go a 9. Big fan of Moza.
8.2.
I'll jump on 2. I'll give it a 10 also. It's a nice tribute.
Yeah, very cool. Next, the Calgary Flames.
Whoa.
These ones I feel like they had before, too.
Unless they have worn these before, but the logo is nice.
Yeah, the logo is cool. I'm giving that one an 8.
I'll give it a 9.
I'll give it an 8, too.
Oh.
I'll give it...
give it a 6.
Point.
Man.
Finally a whole number.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, we'll throw a couple here and there.
All right.
Let's see. Wait. We're getting short on time. We might need to speed this up a little bit.
All right.
Let's see if we can do a quick number.
All right.
Actually, want to just like pop out like some of the quick ones, like we're like some of the ones we just want to see that pops out to us, like just looking at it. Because I mean,
Sabres 100.
Yeah, we all can say we're all gonna say the Sabres. Yeah, we all say the Sabres number one.
I love the Minnesota Wild. I love Vancouver's.
Montreal. I'm a really big fan of Columbus. Columbus is red. Columbus is the CBJ logo.
Yeah. Hate Toronto.
Also Carolina. Shout out Hartford.
The Whalers.
I know you guys all don't like the Toronto one.
Hate Toronto. Hate everything about Toronto.
You know, here's the thing. They chose the right logo. I mean, yes, but yeah I mean, Toronto bias. It's terrible.
We all see it. It's not good.
Also, Winnipeg's jerseys are an eyesore as well. The navy and the black is going to look really bad on the ice.
Yeah,
and can we talk about how bad Dallas's jerseys are?
Not a big fan of Dallas. Really not. I don't like the lettering.
I don't like the blues. That's another one I don't like.
Yeah,
really?
No.
A lot of people love that one. I kind of like it.
I like St. Louis. I put them in my like category. I had a love like bad. I put them in my like category. Also, I don't know what's up with Detroit. Like they should have.
Yeah.
They should have went with the Detroit font and then, you know, the red striping like they had back in the 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
but where are you getting silver from? Is it because of the Motor City or something? Like, I don't understand.
It felt like it was like a project that they had due at midnight and they submitted it at 11:59.
Yes. Also, shout out to Florida, New York, the Islanders, Philadelphia, and Edmonton for throwing out their home jerseys.
Basically.
Ooh.
Just brought back old.
Basically,
brought straight back older jerseys of theirs. Now, I like the Rangers. I love the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, you gotta like that.
But yeah, the Islanders, the Islanders one was literally just mid-2000s home jersey.
I also don't hate Chicago's jerseys. Like the crest is kind of nice. I like the Chicago Blackhawks outlining the logo. I like that. It's aesthetically pleasing to me. I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize. You don't have to apologize to us. You gotta apologize yourself there.
But I mean, I think the other one I just like is the the Kings with the purple too. I mean, I always look off color. You know, the Kings. You know, you just see them in black. You know, they get a purple.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kind of good. It's like two purple jerseys.
Yeah. All in all, it's
it's all right.
Cool for the league.
I know it's all right.
I love the Sabres once. Obviously,
you can't wait for hockey.
Those are awesome. Clean.
Yeah. Hopefully, we're getting hockey soon. Hopefully,
we all see awesome. It.
Probably the beginning of the year. Hopefully, we're going to be getting hockey soon.
So. Yeah, we'll get it back. But, well, you know, we can go on about jerseys all day, but we also have tonight's game tonight. You know, gotta love tonight's game. Oh, that's the wrong slide. Let me slip that over again. Whoops. We got tonight's game. We got the Vikings versus the Bears tonight. Actually, I'm gonna take the Vikings. I mean, you can't say that Dalvin Cook's on fire right now. Will his fire continue, Alex?
I'm taking the Vikings as well. They both seem to be going in opposite directions, both teams. And of course, the Vikings have the best running back in the league, Dalvin Cook, on an absolute tear. He's gonna do what he does.
Well, see
as always tonight.
Hey, it's always tonight. But are the Bears still a contender? I think we could say that they still are.
I don't know.
For now.
I truthfully, in all honesty, thought they're frauds from the get-go. I mean, it started from the drop pass week one that they were lost on. That's already owned one. And then to... when Mitch was 3-0, benching him for Foles, and since then they've been, 2-4. So I don't know. I don't like Al said. I don't like where the Bears are going. One thing I will say Matt Nagy gave a play calling to the OC Bill Lazar. So we'll, I guess, see where that goes. I'm definitely taking Minnesota in the points.
Yeah, the Vikings. They're just the momentum they're building on, and then Chicago. Their offense is such a mess. Like, and you can't be successful in this league without good QB play. That's just how it is.
You just need your defense to be generational.
Whoa.
Which the Bears are a top five defense.
It's a good defense, but
Their offense is, they're just clueless on that side of the ball.
Their defense is really good. Their defense
Khalil
is
Mack
good.
Still Khalil Mack.
You know, yeah, it's tough to have Khalil Mack and not have a good defense. Sorry that he's in Chicago, though.
But big NFC North battle, though.
I mean, I think it's another good game tonight. I mean, of course, you know, we've had some terrible primetime games in the past few weeks. I mean, I think another one. I mean, the what do we have last week? Oh my God,
what do we? Jets Patriots.
Yeah, Jets and Patriots. Oh, I mean, it was bad.
That ended up being a good game for two bad teams.
Two bad teams was actually not too bad of a game.
I mean, the Bears though, the only thing they can do to win this game, you gotta stack the box, put two guys in Dalvin Cook, and make Kirk Cousins beat you, because primetime Kirk is a disaster. So if you make him throw the ball, Bears actually have a shot.
Very good point.
What is he still 0-11 for Monday night?
What was that?
I'm pretty sure he's like, what, 0-11 on Monday Night Football, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, something very, very bad like that, yeah.
I thought he had a game within the past couple years on primetime where he actually played well and people were shocked, but
I'll still think the Vikings and the points.
Yeah,
I would too.
Still think they pull it off.
Yeah, I would too.
But that's not going to bug me.
But just, at least we have a good game to watch tonight. I mean, just, you know, got to love watching sports. You know how it is. But the last thing we got to go over tonight is definitely we have some last minute, you know, fantasy pickups. If you have if you're struggling on a team,
Valdez Scantling.
Valdez Scantling. I had him. Oh yeah, put him on my bench. Of course, he goes for 143 yards and two touchdowns, and I'm like, great. And then, of course, we have I thought the one guy on the Chargers was going to take most of the snaps, but now this guy, Callan Ballage, right? Ballage?
Balaj.
Wow, I can't not read today. Wow. Well, we've racked up about 100 yards with 23 touches. That's a good another pickup.
I know. I was upset because I was deciding between the two because I desperately needed a running back and went with Josh Kelly, and it did not work out.
And we got also another quarterback that probably will end up on Alex's team this week.
Yeah, definitely for you fantasy football players. If you need a quarterback, Jameis Winston will be starting. So if you need a quarterback, you should probably pick him up. Unless you're in a league with me, don't do it.
Do you think he can throw for 30 and 30 in one game? That'd be awesome.
In half a season?
Oh, this might be
if he goes 30-30 half a season. I mean,
this might be what
he deserves. A 30-30.
Is it coming up or do they already have it?
Their bye. What's their record? I forgot their because they. I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like they haven't had their bye yet because.
Wait, what team was it? The Saints.
Saints. Yeah.
I thought they did. Cause I thought I did have to put Kamara on my bench.
Or maybe they did. I thought I had. Yeah. At least one Saint, one of my leagues.
Yeah,
but I couldn't.
But I know you want Jameis Winston. I know you want to see him. You know you want to see him play so badly. Cool. But
I'll tell you what though, Michael Thomas had a rough start to this year for all you fantasy players. Oh. This might be the juice he needs to get going. There some Jameis Winston action, throwing him the ball. Just what the doctor ordered.
Heisman Trophy winner, national champ.
And then, of course, you know, got other. Quick picks. You know, I got Josh Reynolds, Logan Thomas. You know, a lot of good recommendations. Also, Jordan Reed. If you need, of course, two tight ends, you got Logan Thomas and Jordan Reed, and Salvin
Ahmed.
Ahmed, yeah, that's another.
Never heard of that. Yeah, yesterday when I was looking for, a flex player.
Yeah, you're looking for a flex player. I mean, I never heard of him either.
I was like,
he's an undrafted.
I ended up not picking him up, but I was like,
that's pretty good.
Who's that?
But. Other than that, I think that's all we got today. I thank everyone who watched today. We're going to have more stuff coming. We're going to have, you know, something. I don't have a Puerto Rican flag with me, but if you know. But we'll have some special stuff. We're still kicking out more some kinks in this show. We're going to try our best. That's why we're going to move down to one day a week. I want to make sure I get the best show I possibly can. Also, we'll have, you know, more stuff coming. I thank everyone for the support. Also, I always have to say thank you for all the support. But But I think that we're going to wrap up our show today. Of course, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, please subscribe to the channel because it will help my algorithm a lot. And if you can like it, please very much. I thank Devin and Zach for coming on today. I thank you guys so much for coming on. Alex, Kevin, you guys have anything to say?
Yeah, just thanks for tuning in again, everyone. And I cannot wait for us to unveil our little segment we got coming up.
We'll have probably a teaser trailer come out probably sometime in the weekend. But yeah. I hope we got stuff coming. But I thank you for all the support, and I hope you guys all have a good night.